This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
BJ and Jamie.
Tell me, Jamie, that we owe Carson an apology. Yeah, I want to clear things up if we owe him apologies.
We do. Well, last night was Monday night, right?
Okay.
And I was living the dream, and I thought of you, BJ, because I was doing that same thing you did Saturday night, but I was doing it on a Monday night.
I was doing laundry. Laundry.
Yeah.
Matching socks.
Yep. And so I was hanging up clothes and doing all that, and I thought, well, as long as I'm just sitting here on the floor. Which, by the way, that's where I do the laundry.
All right. You're sitting on the floor.
Sitting on the floor, surrounded by two baskets. And I go to Netflix, and I turn on a series called Gold on the Court, or Court of Gold, something like that. It's the Obama produced it, and so did Michelle.
Okay.
It's the production about the NBA teams going to the Olympics.
Okay.
It's behind the scenes of them going to Paris. Okay?
Gotcha.
So, do you remember when we gave Carson so much crap because we were like, oh my God, the Avalanche are all Canadians and you're voting for Canada. You're like going, oh, Canada.
You know, remember?
We called him a traitor.
Right.
And we said it was crap that that all these Avalanche players went to play for Canada during that, whatever that four thing was.
Four Nations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Four Nations thing. Well, I kind of had forgotten that Jamal also played for Canada during the Olympics.
Jamal Murray.
One of our best players.
Yeah. On the Nuggets.
Yeah. And he went and played for Canada during the Olympics. And then Jokic went and played for Serbia.
Right.
Yeah. So.
And how does that play here?
How does that owe him an apology?
Because he was like, look, all my players went there. So I think a lot of people probably were rooting for Serbia because their favorite player, Jokic, was on Serbian team during
the Olympics.
I don't know.
A lot of people are torn.
Okay. Well, maybe some people were, but most Americans were rooting for USA against Serbia.
I will say, when Jokic was taking him on, I wanted to see Jokic single-handedly beat Team USA.
Wow.
I wanted to watch that so bad.
I never root against Team USA, no matter what.
So, why we owe you an apology is A, I mean, it's obviously it's not just a hockey thing. I guess these guys do go to their other teams when they play in the Olympics and whatever.
And
right?
You love them. I mean, you grow up with them, you idolize them, and you're going to cheer.
So, all of a sudden, you're Canadian, which is fine. and then, so that's number one. And then number two, I saw a lot of Americans with the Jokic jersey on in the stands during this documentary.
During the Olympics.
Documentaries ruin you. I don't like the way you come in here after a documentary.
Well, by the way,
they convince you.
By the way, it's so funny because the Serbian team, they all act like Jokic. Yeah, I just want to play some basketball. I was like, is this just a Serbian thing?
There's no enthusiasm with them.
They're all just like, I like the basketball.
Well, I mean, you can feel like you owe an apology. Yeah. I don't feel that way. I'm just going to tell you because I root Team USA no matter what. Okay, no matter what the player is, I root Team USA. But I think that's okay. But each can, you know, root his own. It doesn't matter.
I highly recommend this documentary. I've only seen two of the six parts. It's, you know, they're like an hour each. So it's six parts, and it's called
Court of Gold.
Court of Gold. And Barack's in it. Man, they don't even like him.
Who doesn't?
Like the basketball team, our USA team.
Oh, why don't they like him?
They all ignored him. They didn't carry his around.
Oh,
but he was the guy. He was the weird guy, just geeking out over him.
They're all in like this little group, right? And they're all having fun and everything. And Brock's just in there, like, "Hey guys, what are you doing?
Can I shake your hand?"
They just didn't. They kind of acknowledged him a minute, you know, like, "Yeah, good to see you." And then he just stand there awkwardly. It was bizarre.
Is Michelle in it?
Well, I'm only two in, so far, no.
Nothing there.
Nothing
there. I didn't know they produced it. I didn't know it was part of their deal.
I didn't either.
I had no idea.
I didn't saw it. I saw
the credits.
I
don't even know the show, to be honest with you. I don't know anything about the 50, what is it, gold?
Court of Gold. Yeah. Court of Gold, yeah.
Yeah, I know nothing about
it. Yeah, it's pretty good.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.